Coast to Coast with Mel Bush on ABC Radio Hobart and ABC Northern Tasmania.
A very good morning to you. It's 19 past nine. A few weeks ago, we brought you the story about Hydro's plans to spend more than $70 million reinforcing the Edgar and Scott's Peak dams at Lake Pedder. Edgar Dam is built on the Lake Edgar fault line, which was considered inactive when the dam was built in the late 70s, but the seismic threat is now being taken much more seriously. It's moved three times in 61,000 years. It doesn't sound like much, but if there is an earthquake and the dam should break, the water would flow into the Huon River and create big problems for Huonville. Dr. Kevin Kiernan is a geomorphologist and has written a book about the area called Eroding Edges of Nature. And he's chatting to you now from Western Australia. Dr. Kiernan, good morning.
Good morning, Mel. How are you?
Wonderfully well, thank you very much. Now, if there was an earthquake, heaven forbid, at the Lake Edgar Fault, what would the implications be for Hobart and the Huon Valley, potentially?
Well, heaven forbid. It would depend on the magnitude of the quake, of course. There's small movements in along the fault from time to time that don't necessarily matter much. It's pretty normal when you fill up a artificial reservoir that you, by putting that increased load on the ground surface, you can, you know, trigger a few little adjustments. Sort of a bit like a geriatric like me picking up a rucksack to go on a bushwalk. As I get older, my knees go more wobbly, and you can make the knees go more wobbly of the landscape if you start loading it up with a big reservoir. So when they first filled that reservoir, there were a few little shakes and bumps. Now, we don't know whether that's letting off the pressure that was already there, or it might be a foretaste of something to come. But if there was an earthquake of a significant magnitude there, like the ones that we now know have happened in the past, it's only, 70, 80 kilometres in a straight line from Hobart, so it wouldn't be a good thing.
Would you have any idea why, at the time that they built the Edgar Dam, they were aware of the fault line? Why would they have, you know, continued on And just thinking that this was inactive?
Well, we haven't actually been, you know, Western society hasn't been living here and collecting scientific data for a very long time. And there wasn't much information available about how active that fault was or wasn't. There was a seismic net established at the University of Tasmania in 1960. And then over the next 25 years or so, I think the largest magnitude movement that they encountered was about scale 3.5. And that was the benchmark they used to evaluate risk. What's happened since is there's been more historical data. We know there's been bigger quakes. There was a 5.5 in 1880 in the Scotts Peak area, as far as we know. And it's worth remembering that the earthquake magnitude scale doesn't just go linearly like your speedo in your car. It's a jump by magnitude of 10 for each number. So like, a two is 10 times bigger than a one, that sort of thing. So when you're talking about a 5.5 quake, that's getting pretty big. But we now know that there's probably been quakes of up to about seven, and that's getting pretty nasty.
So that being the case, Hydro planning on spending around $20 million reinforcing the Edgar Dam and at least 50 on Scott's Peak Dam. This is critical right now, you're saying, Dr. Kiernan?
I think there's a lot of issues to be considered in relation to the work on the Edgar Dam. There were problems right at the outset in inadequate prior investigation of the site before the engineers and parliamentarians sort of waved their arms over maps and said, we're going to build the biggest water storage. Who knows when you should do these things? An earthquake every 69,000 years or whatever doesn't really matter unless you're there on the day. But I think the bigger question really is the water tightness of the southern end of the Huon Serpentine impoundment generally. It's not just the Lake Edgar Dam and whether it falls over in an earthquake, but there were really big problems on the Scott's Peak Dam, which is adjacent to it and forms part of the same wall.
Yeah.
And that's not related to earthquake. Now,
was it built too quickly?
Good money. What's that, sorry?
Was it built too quickly?
The Scott's Peak Dam, I think, was definitely built in a state of rush. The storage that covered Lake Petta implied building a dam on the Serpentine Valley and another one in the Huon Valley. And the idea was to lift the water level between those two valleys high enough to come over the saddle between them and then pour water by gravity northwards into Lake Gordon. Now, Lake Petta got flooded as part of that, but it's only the little bit of water on the very top of the reservoir that can pour to Lake Gordon. The rest of the water is just there to support that. You could have filled the valley up theoretically with sand and then just used that little bit of water at the top. Obviously, ridiculous idea. But when they started to fill the Serpentine Dam, the Petta campaign was in full throttle, and there was a risk that they were going to have to unplug the Serpentine Dam temporarily because the flooding over the saddle into the Huon section was happening faster than they could get the dam built because they were having so many problems with construction of the Scott's Peak Dam. And the Scott's Peak Dam also had geological problems. They didn't have very adequate rock fill to use for construction. They used the worst rock fill that they'd ever used. There was a very major problem with leakage that was downplayed at the time and said to be little cracks in the dam face, but in actual fact, there were holes up to a metre in diameter. There was a massive cost blowout as a consequence, and there was definitely a rush to get the thing finished, and that had a lot of implications for cost.
And do you think too that the fact that there was growing opposition in and around Lake Petta that may have put a bit of a rush on the project as well?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, the people who were very keen to get that project up certainly didn't want to have it delayed in any way. There was things like a federal government inquiry recommending that the flooding should be halted. The national government basically offered Tasmania a blank check to hold a moratorium and try to stop it. But there were powerful forces in Tasmania that just wanted the thing to go ahead. And so there was a real rush. There was such a rush that in actual fact, the diversion channel that was used to keep the Huon River out of the way while they were building the dam, that was supposed to be kept as a gateable pipe so that if any problems did come up, the reservoir could be drained and they could be addressed that way. But in actual fact, when all these problems of slumping and leakage emerged at Scott's Peak, it couldn't be done because the engineers were so determined that their sort of memorial, this giant lake, should never be drained, that they filled the thing up with cement. So when they filled that diversion channel up with cement and blocked it so it couldn't be unblocked. Now, that meant that when the repairs had to be done to the Scott's Peak Dam, it was vastly more complicated. You couldn't just drop the water level and fix it. So they had divers, they had these amazing barge construction things, and it was a bit of a dog's breakfast. And it still leaks to some extent today, and there's monitoring down there, and there's a very marked slumping of the dam. If you go and have a look at it, you can see there's a marked slump in the middle. That's one of the reasons that it's defined as a dam at risk. It's one of three Tasmanian dams that's said to be at risk. Now, spending all this money on Lake Edgar, great, if you want to do that sort of thing, but it doesn't do much if the other side of the the impoundment is pretty dodgy as well.
And Dr. Kevin Kiernan, sorry, you in your book you say that the Hydro's refusal to release its 10-year assessment management plan, which included an assessment of the dam risk in the case of professionalism gone awry, what's the resistance, do you think, to releasing that?
Hard to say. I suppose you could argue that talking about earthquakes flooding Huonville would cause panic, and so it's not a good idea to just willy-nilly cause panic. I suspect, though, that it's all a bit of an embarrassment, that it's a pretty dodgy scheme at the best of times. And you don't want to kind of, put out your dirty washing too much in public. But it did strike me as a sort of, nothing to be seen here, please move on, this is just for us professionals. But you know, professionals building dams, they have to get the money from somewhere, and they get the money from us as taxpayers. It's not government money, it's our money.
So in that case, Dr. Kennan, is the cost and the complexity of these projects an argument to decommission them instead, which is what Christine Milne is suggesting?
Oh, absolutely, I think. Absolutely. I mean, it's not such an outrageous thing. It's happening all over the world. People realise that dams have a fixed life, and dams that are a bit shoddy in the first place have a life that's somewhat shorter. And they're being decommissioned. There is a bit of a almost cult that you can't undo development, or you must always have put money first or whatever. But yeah, I think there's no argument against decommissioning.